This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. April 23rd, pandemic.news update. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger here. Thank you for joining me. This podcast is about silver. And silver is, wow, silver is an amazing element. And I'll talk about gold a little bit, but mostly about silver because silver has the ability to be turned into medicine. And you can make hand sanitizer out of silver coins. You can make antiviral and antibacterial medicine out of silver coins. In fact, I'm putting out a video. It's exclusive to Natural News email subscribers, which is free, by the way. But if you want to see this video, I actually show you. I take two silver coins and using 3 9-volt batteries and a container of deionized water, which is just distilled water, basically, I show you how to make colloidal silver from silver coins. It's really amazing, and it's very simple. But silver is a store of wealth. As a, you know, as money, as a precious metal, silver is real money, just like gold is. But dollars are not real money. Bitcoin is not real money. A store of wealth, such as silver or gold, is something that doesn't lose real value, real purchasing value. Now, silver and gold may go up and down versus the dollar, but that's because the dollar is fluctuating way more than the precious metals. The precious metals hold value. If you buy, let's say, 100 ounces of silver, that 100 ounces will be worth the same 10 years from now as it is today in terms of its own purchasing power. So silver is a store of wealth. Silver doesn't earn interest because it's not an investment vehicle. I mean, it's not a stock or a bond or anything like that. It holds value. That's its property. It doesn't lose money. And especially if you just buy it and start stacking it and don't sell it, you will have real savings, a real retirement fund. I mean, people put their money in the stock market and 401ks and pension funds and all that kind of stuff, and they think they have that. That's all fake. That can all vanish overnight, as we've seen recently, by the way, with the stock market gyrations, whereas gold and silver are far more stable in terms of their actual purchasing power. But the cool thing about silver, again, is you can turn it into a hand sanitizer. Now, I'm working on a hand sanitizer formula that we will roll out, and it has a few simple ingredients. One of them is lemon oil. So you can make colloidal silver and add lemon oil to it, and the lemon oil happens to be very water soluble. So it's a perfect combination. It smells great, it cuts grease, it's antibacterial, and the lemon oil doesn't turn the silver gray colored, which a lot of herbs do, by the way, but not lemon oil for whatever reason. So watch my video about how to turn silver coins into colloidal silver and then buy some lemon oil, which is lemon essential oil, and add some of that to it. And you've got basically a really simple hand sanitizer. Now, our formula is going to have more things in it, but it's some of those things are you have to be very precise about the measurements and so on. Because very small amounts, antifungal properties and other things. But you can make a real simple hand sanitizer using nothing but silver coins, water, and lemon oil. Now, by the way, if you buy lemon oil online, make sure it's real lemon oil. There's a lot of fake lemon oil products that are not really lemon oil. They're just called lemon oil, like furniture polish, you know? And it says lemon oil. It's lemon-scented oil. It's not really lemon oil. I'm talking about actual oil from lemon peels. You know, lemon peel essential oil is what I'm talking about. That's the good stuff. So as a store of value, buy silver whenever you can. Physical silver. Now, I know there's a lot of debate about, oh, should you buy, you know, gold mining stocks, or should you buy gold funds or gold paper, you know, gold contracts. No, I'm talking about physical gold and silver in your possession. Because, you know, Steve Quayle says, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. So owning gold that is in somebody else's vault is not really owning gold. How do you know it's there? How do you know that they haven't sold the same gold 10 times to 10 different people, which is what's happening, by the way, in the gold market and to some extent in the silver market. So if you acquire gold and silver, make sure you have it in physical form, which means you need to protect it. You need to maybe hide it in a safe place, you know, put it in a safe in your home, not a safe deposit box in a bank, because safe deposit boxes can be looted by the bank. Banks can have bail-ins, as they say, and they can just go loot all the safe deposit boxes. And by the way, no, it's not called a safety deposit box. It's a safe deposit box. That's just the editor side of me emerging. Everybody likes to say safety deposit box. It has nothing to do with safety. It's a safe where you deposit things. It's a safe deposit box. Just putting that out there. Like I can't drive down the road and not correct spelling mistakes that are on signs and things like that. So I just had to put that out there. I guess I've been an editor for far too long. Just instantly spot, you know, grammatical errors and spelling errors and things like that. But whatever. The point is that gold and silver are elements on the table of elements, which means they cannot be destroyed. Not even by economics. Not even by bailout, you know, helicopter money. That does not destroy gold and silver. Gold and silver are not even destroyed in a house fire. They may melt, but as I've said before, you'll just have melted gold and melted silver, which is still worth basically the same for the most part, unless you have, you know, numismatic historical coins or something. But if you're just buying gold and silver coins for their spot value, it doesn't matter if they're melted, really. You can still sell melted silver. You can just send it to I don't know if it's called a refinery or what, and they just remake the coins for you or remake bars for you for a small fee. That's a common practice. In fact, a lot of smart people who buy gold and silver, especially gold bars, they send them to a refinery anyway to melt them down and make new gold bars to make sure that the gold isn't counterfeit gold, because there's a lot of counterfeit gold out there. Just gold on the outside and tungsten in the center, like an Oreo cookie of fake gold. And so some people just melt them down anyway, just to make sure they're not fake. But because they're elements, these are substances that exist in the universe at a cosmic scale with cosmic validity. They cannot be destroyed except in exploding stars and nuclear reactions, basically fusion or fission or radioactive decay in some cases if they're radioisotopes, which mostly they're not. So gold stays gold, silver stays silver. If you mix gold with something else, you just have gold mixed with something else. You don't change it from gold. Whereas if you throw dollars in a blender, you've lost the money. If you throw gold in a blender and if you manage to blend it up, you would just have gold slurry. It's still gold. Not that I'm saying you should do that. In fact, you could pound gold into really thin sheets, almost just one molecule thick. That's how malleable gold is. That's why they use it in dentistry. And I've got gold fillings too, because that's how much I admire the properties of gold. In any case, silver especially is a store of value. It's a barter system, it's money, and it's medicine. So watch my video about how to make colloidal silver out of silver coins. And you can do that by subscribing to naturalnews.com, subscribe to the newsletter. I will send out a link to that about once a week for the foreseeable future to make sure everybody gets it. So look for that link. You'll be able to watch the video, and it's very good. You can make thousands of dollars worth of colloidal silver with $40 worth of silver coins and a couple of batteries. I mean, it's insanely easy to do. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Find more information at naturalnews.com and pandemic.news. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.